Hey, friends, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I know this is a difficult time. We have been, as entrepreneurs, it's never an easy gig. We're all tired right now. I know you're tired. As a business owner, pre-pandemic, you probably already had your fair share of trials, tests, and sleepless nights, and this has just sort of heightened it. Join me today. We're going to be talking a little bit about personal growth. And I say that as a way to tell you that there are a lot of hard knocks along the way. I totally understand. And let's chat today a little bit about some things to think through as we move forward through this difficult time as a creative shop owner. Listen up.
Running a creative retail business really shouldn't be so hard. I'm Wendy Batten, and this is the Creative Shop Talk podcast.
Hey, friends. So welcome back. And today, I wanted to start off by saying, you know, I hear so many things from retailers every day. I work with creative shop owners one-on-one. I have a large community group inside my inner circle. I have been working with industry leaders through this entire time inside their private groups as well, too. So I hear a lot of things, and I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of retailers all over the world. This whole pandemic it's a worldwide situation, as we all know, for creative shop owners. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that keeps coming up is, you know, this is hard and this is not fun and I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. So I get it. We're currently juggling three businesses. My husband and I run three businesses and have had to shift and pivot our business models for all of them, you know, as all of you have had to do as well, too. We've had to look at all of the revenue streams coming in and, you know, all the plans and the dreams and everything we've sort of had, you know, mapped out for the year, kind of in the garbage, right? So I know it's been a lot of work, and I know you've had a lot of sleepless night. So we've been in business for 23 years. We were just adding them up. So one of our businesses is 23 years old. And I wanted to bring a little bit of story, I guess, to you about one of the businesses, and I was going to quit it. And I hear a lot of retailers right now just sort of on the fence about, do I really want to continue? Do I just really want to keep doing this? And I'll tell you, you know, we all have had sleepless nights throughout being an entrepreneur, right? Sleepless nights, lots of highs, lots of lows. We've had lots of tests. I always joke and say, if I get one more test, I don't have to be any stronger, right? I'm strong enough. I don't feel like I need any more tests to prove that I'm strong. But through each one of these trials and tribulations over the last 23 years of being in business, we look at them as, you know, as the challenges come, we figure it out. Marie Forleo always says, you know, everything is figure outable. You know, we've been figuring that out for years. You figure out and you move on. We learn something from what happened and we move on. I like to visualize all these tests as they come through like layers of learning. You know, my husband calls them armor, you know, our entrepreneurial armor and helping us build our toolboxes. And, you know, quite truthfully, I would tell you that most of these tools that I've learned through the years have kind of brought me to where I am as far as being a coach and mentor for so many people. So many years ago, I had a cafe. I've shared this, I think in the introductory in episode one, I think I shared that I opened a coffee shop. It was my first solo business. We had had the other business as well. This is probably 15 years ago. It was a long, long time ago, long before Starbucks or espresso drinks were even a thing in my city. And everybody told me I was crazy. And I had a drive and a vision, and I just knew it would work. And it did, just for the record. People used to say they would never pay $3 for a coffee. No one in our town would, but they did. But I learned a lot of lessons from my first solo business. I learned a lot about being an entrepreneur, learned a lot about being a CEO, even though I don't think I identified it as that at the time. You know, there was a lot of lessons along the way, I guess. So, you know, I learned all the things about money management and time management and, you know, put processes in place and systems. And I even learned how to treat burns while I was, you know, from my hot coffee. And I learned to be a barista, you know, all the things that, you know, came with running a coffee shop. But I will tell you a story that I've never shared, and it was a really, really hard one for me at the time. It's interesting because now I help other retailers deal with this, and it's almost like, yeah, this is no problem. We can deal with this. But at the time, and where I was in my journey, and maybe where you are in your journey, at the time, hard is hard. And what happened was what my right-hand person, the person that I adored and treated like gold. I was a very good boss. I'm a good boss. That person was stealing from me, and long time stealing, not just like a one-time thing. And honestly, it devastated. It gutted me. It kicked me in the gut. It was like I emotionally couldn't handle it. I really felt like a bad boss. I felt like, how could I be so stupid? How could I not see that? How, like, what kind of business owner am I? Honestly, my business confidence was completely shattered. It sounds like, oh, somebody stole from you and you deal with it and you move on. But at the time, you know, we just really trusted this person. And it was really, I found it a very difficult time. And I almost quit. I literally almost closed that cafe. One of the reasons was because I had lost that confidence, and then I lost the trust, and I was really tired because then I ended up working all the hours because her and I used to work together and I didn't want to hire other people. And guys, you know how tiring it is when you're trying to run a business and try to make decisions when you're tired. And I was just exhausted and I was working really hard. And I really did not give a hoot that someday I would look back at that as a valuable teaching lesson, which is how I feel like a lot of my retailers feel right now. They're like, yeah, Wendy, I don't care about the lessons I'm learning right now. I'm just tired and I'm trying to just keep my mortgage or keep my rent paid. But I want to encourage you. You know, again, I get it. I've been there so many times. You know, I look back and I think, you know, honestly, I did not know that that would be a skill I would need someday. And it didn't matter then. I really, really, really felt just overwhelmed by everything. But what happened was, as busy as I was and as exhausted and as, you know, trying to keep everything going, trying to keep the cafe open, trying to keep, you know, the coffee orders going, trying to keep the ordering done, just like we're all, you know, the same thing for my coffee shop as, you know, the same thing happened to my store a few years later. But my customers showed up big time. They showed up in droves. Like, they were so patient in the lines. They started clearing tables. Like, they just, like, they loved my coffee shop. They were so grateful. Truthfully, it was my customers that told me about the theft, and I didn't actually believe them at first. Not that I didn't believe them, but, you know, like, after a few times hearing it, I, you know, kind of, they were so kind and so graceful, and they really wanted me to stay open, and they really wanted to support me, and they really believed in what I was doing. It was amazing. So they were, like I said, clearing tables for me during rush hour. They would be bringing them behind the counter and dropping them off. You know, I had built a super loyal and awesome clientele, and I was going home every night happy. I was exhausted, but I was super happy. I was feeling good about what I was doing, right? So my husband at the time, my husband said, he said, this still lights you up. You still love this. It's profitable. We thought it could be profitable. We weren't really sure, to be honest. We didn't have a handle on the numbers. And he said, let's figure it out. So again, everything's figure outable. So our secret here was, you know, and the secret sauce and the thing I want you to take away was, it still lit me up. I still loved it. It still had profit potential, and I still wanted to make it work. I was committed to making this work. And I urge you to go back to episode 12, where we talk about being committed or just attached to our business. I was committed. I really loved that business and I was attached to it, but I really was committed and I could see where it would work. I wanted to make it work and I was committed to making sure that that happened. So the same thing happened if you have been a follower, if you listen to my previous episodes, the same situation, not the theft, but a burnout and all, you know, really exhausted and really tired happened to me inside at Front Porch Mercantile. Apparently I didn't learn from my first time around, but I loved it. I had to go through the same exercise of, you know, am I committed or am I attached? And then, you know, I want to make it work? But you can't make decisions from being deep inside exhaustion. This is what I really want you to take home. We can't make decisions by being just emotionally heightened. So at the time when I was trying to run my coffee shop and my customers were trying to help me and I was trying to do it all by myself, I realized, you know, I can't make, you know, I was like, I want to quit and, you know, I'm done and, you know, but we had figured out that we wanted to make it work. So I took the steps at the time. I needed a mindset shift, although we didn't call it a mindset shift in those days. This was 15 years ago, but that's what I needed. And that's what I ended up getting. I realized I had to ask for help. I had to get some rest and I had to figure it out. So we actually closed the cafe for a couple of days. This sounds very mild and whatever right now, but closing the cafe for a couple of days was a big deal. It was open 6 days a week and we catered to a big clientele and I was petrified to close, but we closed for a couple of days so that I could get some rest. Anybody else need rest out there? And it was okay. We all survived. Everything was fine, but I approached my accountant. I got a really good idea on my numbers. You have to remember, I had had so much theft that I didn't have a really good grasp on my numbers. So I got help and I asked my accountant and we dug deep into the numbers and we looked at that, not in that day, 2 day period, but this is the things that I had decided during my rest that, you know, I really needed to get help. And the rest really made a big difference. I took a couple of days. I went to the beach. I went for a walk. And it's funny because I look back at that time now and of course that makes sense. But at the time I was so tired and I was so, you know, unconfident, I guess, about everything. And I was just, you know, not feeling really good about the future of my business. I only knew, you know, I didn't have a really good grasp on my numbers. I was just looking at what was in the bank and that's not a good way to run, as we know. But I also approached a couple of local business mentors that I really admired. And I took some time with some people who knew business and who weren't not in my business, who could look at it from an outside way. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean? Look from the outside in. And some of the questions they asked me, and these are questions that I would pose to you right now, after you have some rest, you know, if you're thinking, you know, this is why bother, let's shut it down. I want to go home. This is stupid. Any of those things, you know, and all of those things, I want to ask you if you still have passion for your business, if you still have a passion and this dream is still a dream. You know, are you prepared to put your CEO hat on and make this work? I know it can't continue the way you feel about it right now if you're overwhelmed, but are you ready to do the work that it needs? Like, and I know you've been working hard and I understand that. But again, go back to the episode where I asked different questions about being attached or committed. And that will help you with a little bit of clarity there. The other things that, you know, they asked me, you know, do you have a really great handle on the real numbers, not just the numbers in the till, not just the, I don't know, numbers, you know, do you have a handle real on the real numbers? Is there profit potential here? And there was. Then the next thing that, you know, they kept posing, a couple of people posed to me, my mentors were posing to me, was, do my customers really value what I offer? And, you know, is there a market for it or am I forcing this? And boy, that was a great one because right back to my customers helping me, you know, they really wanted to support me. And we actually had to make some price adjustments. We had to put the pricing up a little tiny bit. And that's a whole other podcast episode about pricing. And I thought, oh, you know, they can't afford. Nobody even noticed. And I had lost sleep over pricing and putting it everything up 10%, and nobody even noticed. They did not even notice. So, you know, we put it up 10% and my profits just went, you know, kind of crazy through the roof. And we got confident about hiring. I got help with about that. You know, I got my business groove back on, but I needed to take a couple of days off. I actually ended up taking like 3 days off. And then we opened up again, but we reduced our hours. I really, you know, worked hard and then worked through the whole process of hiring people. But I really, another question was, you know, was I prepared to delegate and shed my superwoman cape? Because, you know, that's how we're just pushing through. And, you know, and the answer was yes. And that's what I did. So I reached out, I identified where I needed support from local business mentors and coaches. And I did the work, I hired the staff, we took the rest, but, you know, I did it from looking at a place away from my business, not just in that exhaustion moment where I know a lot of you are living right now. Oh, and I did want to also share that cafe, by the way, it was super profitable afterward. Like when I started digging into the numbers and when I started getting help and started like really donning my CEO hat again, didn't call it that back then, but that's what how I teach right now, my retailers. But, you know, it was super popular. And I ran that cafe for 2 more years. I sold it for a great profit. I sold it to an amazing customer, ironically. And that cafe is still running. It's changed hands again, I think twice since I sold it, but it's called C'est la Vie Cafe and it's in Moncton, New Brunswick. So shout out to David who runs it now. And I smile every time I drive by that. Every time I visit Moncton and I drive by, I smile because it makes me happy that I didn't quit, didn't give up on it. It's still a legacy there. I feel, you know, proud that we started that and that we stuck with it. And again, when I sold it for a tidy profit. And I only sold it because my husband's business was expanding and our kids were growing and I needed to be home more. So I worked for my husband. I helped him with his business. But I say all this and I share all this because I don't want you to give up on your dream. I don't want you to give up on your dream just because you're tired. I know that there are some of you out there that are making these decisions right now. I know we don't need another lesson on, you know, tough times build character and all that kind of thing. That is not what this is about. This is about, you know, getting the rest you need maybe, or getting the help, getting a mentor, hiring a coach. You are stronger than you think. You can figure it out. It's another layer of armor. Just make sure that you're reaching out, getting what you need to make the right decisions, and you have the facts as well too. Make sure you know your numbers and all of the things that, you know, would help you make a decision. I just don't want to see anybody give up on their dreams that you've been building, and I totally understand. So if there's any way that I can support you, I work one-on-one with creative shop owners. We open our courses and we have our inner circle that will be opening up again shortly. But please reach out. Let us know. I'm here to support creative shop owners and retailers. If I can't help you, I may be, you know, find you somebody that can help you. We can find a resource for you. Please don't try to go this alone. Shed that superwoman or man cape and get some support, get some help. If anything, just get some rest before you make these decisions. You know, being an entrepreneur, really, this is a really, really tough time. And I think you're doing amazing. Everybody that's, if you're listening right now, I know you've been pushing through and I know that it's been tough. So I want you to know that there's other people out there that get it. We understand. And I just wanted to share a little story on, you know, again, from my cafe days. And the tough times that we learned through there. And I've never regretted pushing through that one as well too. So have a great day. Please join us over on my Rockstar Creative Facebook group. We will be continuing the conversation over there. I pop in there regularly. So if you're not a member, join us over there. Or you can follow me on Facebook. My business Facebook page is Wendy Batten Paintpreneur. You can find me there and also at wendybatten.com. And again, please reach out if you'd like to work together. Maybe I can help you out. Talk to you soon, friends. Stay safe.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. I know how precious your time is, and I'm so appreciate you taking time out of your crazy day to be here with us. All the links for today's show can be found at wendybatten.com/podcast. We'd also like to invite you to come over and continue the conversation over on my free Facebook group. It's called Rockstar Creatives. I'm going to be popping in there live every week to continue the conversation, talk a little bit about what we spoke about today. And I'd love for you to join us over there, Rockstar Creatives on Facebook. I'd also love to ask, if it's not too much trouble, if you could leave me a review and let me know what you think of the podcast. If you're loving the show, be sure that you're subscribing to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. I'd hate for you to miss one. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today. I'll see you next week here on the Creative Shop Talk podcast.